So we're going to go into trailer 37. Our highest number of people in one trailer was 17 before we got to this one, and this one was 22.
The Salt Town manager, Mike Scanlon, negotiates his way around old mattresses and furniture. The residents of this dilapidated mobile home are gone now, but at one time it housed several individuals and families.
So they would have fold-out couches in here, bunk beds in here.
He points to a small room covered in children's wallpaper where two sets of bunk beds had been. The home is chilly due to a lack of insulation, and holes are in some of the floors.
They would all share this bathroom. They would actually put up a list in terms of when you could use the bathroom and who's responsible for cleaning up.
Renters here paid between $150 and $300 for a portion of the room. The town is working with residents here to find new affordable housing. But Scanlon says situations like this make it difficult.
And when you get into the relocation part, that's what really makes it tough for us, is finding places that are partial, where it matches the income that they have.
The town is helping with the search and financially. It's paying each resident a year's worth of free rent at the rate they're paying now, a $5,000 moving cost, $7,500 if the residents take their trailer, and additional varying amounts for time spent at the trailer park and for the number of people in a household. The town is moving people out of this area because it's in danger of flooding, and they're making way for a public space with a park and a repaired river.
I know you love this.
Adriana Torres still lives in the trailer park with her husband and children. Her move-out date is this spring. She's searching for a place that's close.
I'm going to try to go to the same place around the valley in Basad, Elgibel, Willis, because my husband's job is in Aspen or Basad, around this area between Basad and Aspen. And my kids, they're in schools and they don't want to move. They just told me, no, we don't want to move to another school. This is our school, so I have to find a place around here.
Torres has lived in the trailer park for 14 years. She's raised three children there, and her rent is $650 a month. The properties she's checked out so far are double and triple that amount, so she's scoping out government-subsidized housing and looking into putting a new trailer on land close by. She says she's counting on the town's help, and she's preparing in other ways.
Trying to save money, no spending money, and yes, the necessary, and that's it, and praying, that's what I'm doing. I'm hoping in God, because he's my everything, so I don't know.
A few years ago, she says residents in the trailer park were more hopeful when the town and the Roaring Fork Community Development Corporation were looking into possibly building replacement housing for the residents. Now she says residents are concerned as they explore where to go next. She's urging her neighbors to vote yes on a ballot question called 2B. It would free up funds to help pay for the relocation of the residents and the restoration of the river.
A friend that I had that I'm working with here, she says, I'm going to vote yes. And I told my daughter, you need to vote yes.
Passage of the ballot measure would speed up the project, but there is a chance property taxes could rise because of it, even though town officials say that won't happen. Regardless, the removal of the trailers will continue. Torres is scheduled to move out in April. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.